let's talk about natural disasters being natural. Later in this talk, I will quote from an article by T.M. Moore entitled "A Heavy Hand of God Facing Up to the Obvious." Writing in 2005, Moore was referencing the terrible tsunami of Southeast Asia, the series of Gulf hurricanes, the devastating earthquake in Pakistan, and the massive flooding in Midwest America. Fast forward to 2011 and add to that list Japan's triple disaster. In ensuing years, we have experienced devastating hurricanes, years of soul-crushing tornadoes, floods, and severe drought. Now, we are seeing waves of viral pandemic. Is one to consider these events natural? If so, it seems to me that is the same as saying they just happen. They are random meteorological occurrences of terrestrial forces of converging tectonic plates doing their thing. But does using this label natural disaster also imply that there is no one to blame or question about these events? In which case, it is simply a matter of developing better models, warning systems, building codes, or to be better prepared for similar events in the future. This is not what Scripture indicates to me. Psalm 147:14-18, "He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth, his word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down the hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up these breezes and the waters flow." If one unconditionally accepts Scripture, I do not see how one can come to any conclusion other than God is sovereign in everything all the time. Moore writes, "He is Lord of all events, favorable or tragic, and he is in every situation accomplishing something consistent with his purposes and will. There is no such thing as chance in a world made and ruled by God." Wouldn't we like to get God off the hook so we don't have to address the question by unbelievers? How can a good God allow this kind of pain, devastation, or evil? After 9/11, some of my Christian friends really wanted to give God a pass and only reluctantly would recognize a permissive will at work. I admit that is a tempting out. Having said that, let me suggest that we, evangelicals, must recognize that God frequently acts in ways that invert our lives in an effort to warn against or to correct some continuing justice or immoral failures. As reported in the Scriptures, the God of storm, rain, wind, fire, and earthquake often did, and still does, shake his vast creation in order to set right situations that are contrary to his will, or to give us a small taste of his consuming power and coming judgment. For a refresher on this aspect of God, one might read the book of Joel, Amos, Hosea, or Habakkuk. The men's Bible group is currently studying the minor prophets, and in my opinion, they leave no wiggle room, but pin it directly on God and his purposes. A noted senior news analyst for National Public Radio, shortly after Hurricane Katrina, challenged the concept of intelligent design by stating that if the devastation of the hurricane was the result of intelligent design, then the designer has something for which to answer. Enter Job. God answers to no man, NPR analyst. Take your place with Job and answer your maker. Job 38:1-11. Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm. He said, "Who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you can. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. You stretched a measuring line across it." In the face of these past disasters, and worse ones to come, the grace of glory of God will shine through it in one way or another. We can be bearers of that grace to mitigate the injuries or others, but we can also be recipients of that grace as well, comforted and cared for by God in the midst of devastation. Regardless, I submit that we should not back down from the issue of divine destruction. It may be that, working through the hard questions with gentleness, someone will discover a path that will start a brighter, eternal future. God reveals something of men. More, while discussing this recognition of God in the midst of the whirlwind, puts it in perspective when he says, "This should caution us against worrying about whom to blame and set us on a course of being agents of God's grace." Do any of us know, even a moderate degree of confidence, how we will react to obliteration of our possessions? Can we prepare for that? Repeatedly, the Lord tells us not to be concerned with worldly things. But when the hammer falls, I know the words, but the key which to sing is very difficult. As Corrie Ten Boom wrote in her time in Nazi concentration camp, "No matter how deep our darkness, God is deeper still." Scripture tells us in Psalm 18, "As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields us all. We should take refuge in Him." Have a good day.